RTI.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Brad Boys and Girls with me, Eric Wiltshire, at the base of the non-snowy Tatry Mountains. And over in England it is...
me, Lee G. Banks.
Do you know, that's very 1980s, you know.
What is, dear?
Well, I used to do Eric N. Wiltshire in the sort of late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, that stands for Norman. That's why you stopped.
No. No, because it was trendy at that time to do it. We all used to use our central initial.
Yeah, I have a reason for it, though.
Well, there's too many Lee Banks about.
Well, actually, there's an area in Birmingham called Lee Banks. If you put Lee Banks in, that comes up.
All right.
There's a bank called Lee Banks. There's loads of people called Lee Banks. So if I put Lee G. Banks, which I find to be quite posh, and I've also, my byline in newspapers and magazines has always been that. Since the 80s, you're quite right.
Yes. You're stuck in a time warp.
I'm not. I'm stuck in a G.
Ah, right, okay. I love this story about the raging trolley dolly, because I know a few of them.
He's a hero.
I like this. I think he should be given a medal, doesn't he?
I do as well. Yeah,
go on, you do this one.
Oh, right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm having a cup of tea.
Yeah. I think you must have heard the story because it's been well covered, but we thought we'd do it anyway, about this flight attendant in America who got so furious with his passengers, he told them all what to do over the tannoid thing, grabbed a bottle of beer, launched himself out of the plane and ran off in a car that was parked. He'd left here where he'd left his car. And that was it. He told them to... Do whatever you want to do with your job.
I think we should point out what he did is he did the emergency landing thingy.
That's boring. It's more interesting if he jumped out of a window with a bottle of beer. I'm a tabloid journalist, for God's sake, man.
But he's been arrested for it now. And to be honest, there was this passenger who was told to sit down when the plane was still moving. And was getting his luggage out. This guy told him to just sit down and wait. And the passenger said, "We just swore at me." Well, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Because you should do as you're flipping told. It's like people who, do the most ludicrous walkabout stuff on aircraft. And I must be honest, I would give the trolley dollies the same clout as a policeman. I really would.
Well, this bloke did give the trolley dolly a clout, didn't he? Around the end, he's bagged by accident.
Yeah, I know. Which is ridiculous. Now, I'm all up for Mr. Slater. I mean...
Good on you, Stephen. I think he's a good egg. What he did, and this is wrong, right? This is part of the paranoia of the world today.
Mm.
He works on a plane, so he got arrested for packing his job in and walking out. That's all he did. He said, "That's it. Dump your job up, and then walked out.
Well, according to ABC, he was charged with criminal mischief and reckless endangerment. What?
And you know what his reckless endangerment was? To use the safety chute. Put the safety chute down. That's really reckless and putting everybody at danger. It's there for keeping people safe. Mm. You know, have you ever walked out on a job?
I've resigned, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's all he did, really. He just did it very quickly and immediately without any bits of paper flying around. He should not have been arrested. I think that's wrong.
Mm.
I did it once, you know. I was on a newspaper and a new editor came. You know, new editors want to clean up everything and usually the staff.
Uh-huh.
Well, I went to see this editor. I've been there for a few weeks. And I looked at him and I sat down cocky in his office and said, "Listen, Nigel," or whatever he was called. I said, "Are the knives out for me?" And he said, "Well, not as far as I'm concerned," which was sort of a bit of an odious point when he already looked at me and said that. So I said to him, really arrogant, really cocky, right now, I said, "Yeah, well, just remember, Nigel, old chap, I can survive on the streets." You know what? Within a week, I was.
Oh, my word.
I walked away with dignity. What it is, I walked away with dignity. And what this man did, this Stephen Slater, who's only 39, so he's got all of his career ahead of him, and he's going to find it difficult now, he just said, "I've had enough.
Yeah.
You're not treating me like this."
No, don't treat me like dirt.
Exactly, and got arrested.
Yeah. Anyway, moving along, more idiots coming up. Oh, this is terrible. I can't believe it.
I mean... No, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we shouldn't really. You're quiet.
I know, and I'm sorry I laughed. I was laughing at something else.
Well, apparently a parking attendant, you know, one of the parking... What do they call them? Traffic wardens, we used to call
traffic
them.
Traffic wardens. That's the word. All sorts of things you could call them. Yeah. Anything you want to call them, ladies and gentlemen, call them and we'll understand.
Well, no, I mean, if they're stopping some idiot from parking on yellow lines or whatever the zigzag lines out of a school are, I'm up for that, because you've got kids there. And
your mother can do that.
Thank you. And there are scenarios where it's a flipping good idea to have traffic wardens, or as they're known in other parts of the world, parking enforcement officers. But there's some...
All sorts of short words.
Yes. And there are times when you think, hello, good morning, dobry rano. Sorry, that's good morning. And apparently... This traffic warden, parking enforcement officer, issued a ticket to this car. Mm-hmm. Returned a little while...
2 hours later.
Yeah.
2 hours later, yeah.
And found the car hadn't moved. Mm. So, presumably, she's a bit annoyed now. So, the person in question knocks on the window to try and wake up the man inside. Mm. Now... logic tells me if there was a man asleep when you were giving them a ticket, you'd have knocked on the window in the first place.
And quite hard if he didn't wake up immediately.
Yes.
Because he might be a bit deaf.
Right. So she couldn't wake him up and concluded, in her infinite wisdom of medical knowledge, that the person was simply sound asleep.
Yes.
Don't
Which
think
so. Which
one
way he was.
Well, he was. And so the parking attendant... thing, what warden, whatever, and left the ticket on the window and walked on. Yeah. Later, she found out the guy was dead. Jesus. I'll tell you what worries...
Don't laugh.
No, don't. Because, because seriously, if that bloke... I mean, we don't know what caused his death.
No, but it certainly was life.
But he was only a young guy...
36.
Yeah. Now, he could have had a heart attack.
Now, she could. She could possibly have saved him.
Yeah, exactly. Just by banging on the window. And apparently, sense prevailed slightly after the event, because the ticket was voided about an hour and a half after he was pronounced dead. Why am I not surprised?
Well, that's it. You know, it was $42 he was going to get done for dying.
Yeah. It just reminds me, and this time of year we tend to forget about it, but there's old people around in all parts of the world, and often we think about them being on their own in the winter because it's cold. But I tell you what, old folks can suffer easily with heat problems as well as they can with cold. So if you haven't seen your neighbour wandering around and it's really hot, do just go and knock on the door and make sure they're all right. Won't hurt you. It won't cost you any money. They won't bite your head off. They might whinge at you a little bit, but just sort of say, sorry, just making sure you're okay. See you later. Do you want anything from the shops while I'm going down there? It doesn't hurt, does it?
It doesn't. You run the risk of finding them sunbathing naked in the back garden.
No comment. I love this story from North Carolina. Absolutely love it. And I don't think they would have passed their graduation and got their bits of paper for this, because workers have misspelt the word school on the sign that's on the road approaching a high school in North Carolina. On the way to the Southern Guilford High School, you can see the word S-H-C-O-O-L.
I had to look at that twice before I thought what was wrong.
Do you know why that is? Actually, a piece of useless trivia here.
Because I'm the only dyslexic sub-editor in the world.
No, actually, if you can try it out on Andrew, your good lady. Write a sentence down and mix up a couple of letters, so like reverse them, in some of the words in the sentence, and she probably won't notice.
That's right. Do you know why that is, though?
Go on,
then. Explain that.
Go on, then.
It's very simply because what we generally read is not the whole of a word.
Correct.
We read the ascenders and descenders on the word. That's all we look for, and that's why we mix it up. Carry on.
But apparently, a spokesperson said that the paint in question was interim paint, It's used before.
What does that mean? What's interim pay? You mean he was like undercoat?
Yeah. So what? Hang on. Just think about it. They've got SHCOOL on the road. They're going to put a top coat on with SCHOOL. It's going to look a mess.
He's going to. Yeah, I'm going to look all right. Nobody will notice. The kids wouldn't notice. I wonder how many of the teachers noticed.
Oh, my word. Unbelievable. I should have been in Essex last weekend, Lee.
Why?
Well, a record number of people were riding a roller coaster naked, over 100 of them in Southend to ride the Green Scream ride at the Adventure Island in Southend without any clothes on.
Yeah, but nobody in Essex ever has any clothes on because it's quicker. When they meet somebody they know.
Oh, stop it. Oh, stop it, matron. Stop it. Apparently, the roller coaster ran three times to accommodate the huge crowd of people, which was organised by Tracy James. And this is the good news, boys and girls, so you can't sort of say, ow, they should all have their clothes on, you know. This is not good stuff. Because they raised £22,000 for charity. Isn't that super cool?
It is.
Well done. Well
done.
You
could say that was naked ambition.
And I like this bit because I know where Lee lives. Charitable event in Southend just happens to beat the roller coaster ride that took place in Staffordshire in 2004, where just a puny 32 people turned up.
Ah, well, that's it. The bulk of people in Staffordshire should be made by law to keep the clothes on.
Oh, is that right? Anyway, the money raised by the Record Breakers is going to be donated to the Southend Hospital Breast Care Unit, which I think is a fabulous thing to do.
Yeah, good one. Really, really, really.
And apparently the boss at Adventure Island said that people have travelled from all over the UK, right, to take part. And we've heard some amazing stories from so many who've been directly or indirectly affected by cancer and want to give something back. I take my hat off to all of you for doing that, because it's not a nice...
You shouldn't have even had your hat on.
Well, might. And what was her name again? I've forgotten her name.
Barbara Warner.
No.
Oh, Tracy Jones.
That's the one. She said she would like to say a massive thank you, as we would here, to everyone who was brave enough to bear all and raise such a huge amount of cash, more than 22,000, for our unbelievably needy cause. And she just is, it's just so marvellous. Absolutely wonderful. So good on you, team. Good on you.
Good on you. I have to interject here because something I forgot to do at the beginning of the programme I could just do with doing very quickly.
Go on, then.
And that's to wish Richard and Jan, who are the hosts at the Plough Inn in Woodseaves, who are holding their own unique traditional British garden party next weekend, not this weekend coming up, next weekend, in aid of Help for Heroes. I must correct that. I can't believe it's that. It's for Holidays for Heroes and for the new War Widows charity. And they're going to do that for us. And I just wanted to say good luck to them.
Absolutely. Give us the plug again.
It's the Plough Inn in Woodseaves, which is in Staffordshire, not a million miles from Alton Towers.
Right.
And they are holding a traditional British garden party. It's going to be garden chess, garden golf. There's going to be a magician there. I'm going to be there talking to people.
You just put everybody off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, there is a celebrity who's very attractive coming down.
Oh, right, who's that?
I'm not saying.
Oh, yeah.
It's when I say celebrity, it's to do with the charities that they're involved with.
Fair enough.
It's nice to meet her.
Right, indeed. Which reminded me, up at the Edinburgh Fringe that's going on at the moment, with thousands of artists trying to make themselves famous, one of the big things this year is puppets.
Puppets?
Puppets. Ventriloquist.
Should we do ventriloquism on the radio?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm saying this without moving my lips.
Does it mean I have to put my hand up your back?
You can put it on my back, but that's as far as you go.
Oh, but I'll tell you, I was giggling watching the TV report about it. Well, you've got all these guys, and it reminds me of, like, Orville the Duck from the 80s, and Nookie Bear, Roger DeCourcy and Nookie Bear. And today they got some great, they're a little bit more edgy today, but you just type in ventriloquism into YouTube or Dailymotion, YouTube or Dailymotion, and have a look. I'm sure you'll find some of them from the Edinburgh Fringe on there. And they are just so funny. It's unbelievable.
I remember Nookie Bear, do you?
I was waiting for the Dubler on top. Thank you very much. Great news. Great news. Great news. Great news. One of the most fabulous actresses in the world, Zsa Zsa Gabor, has gone back to home after being discharged from hospital. 4 weeks after breaking her hip in a fall in her Los Angeles mansion. Good on ya, Zsa Zsa. What was it? Prince Frederick von Anhalt?
Above his station, didn't he?
Yeah, a bit. Told reporters she was happy to be home. He also said that she can go on for many more years.
Well, it's like talking about your car, not your wife.
Well, yeah, but
she can go on for many more years. Give her a quick kick in the tyres to prove it.
Yeah, right. She's 93 years young. Isn't that fabulous? And she still looks good.
All right, you know?
Yeah, not many, Benny.
Would you?
Stop it. Her husband said that Zsa Zsa was not a young chick. Ha ha. Had been scared during her stay in hospital. But he knew that Zsa Zsa was okay now because as she was leaving the hospital, she started flirting with the guys who took her home. Good on you, Zsa Zsa.
Good on you, old girl.
How to grow old disgracefully. That's the way to do it. So we wish you all the best.
I just wonder what she was flirting at them.
Stop it, you.
Teeth, was it?
Stop it, you. I'm just going to say, oh, no, it didn't.
This one. And I agree with you entirely. It should never have done.
I don't know if you remember the sort of 80s track by the Buggles, which one has to say very carefully, are going to reform for a one-off gig, and there's a good reason for them doing it, so we wish them all the best with it. Trevor Horn, who was the co-founder of the band, has announced there's going to be a one-off gig on the 28th of September in London. Now, there's going to be some other special guest stars which haven't been announced yet. And they'll be live on stage just for this
Who
one
are
night.
They, then?
Well, we don't know yet because they haven't told. They're doing PR, Lee. They're keeping the story rolling, you see.
What's this about them being a new wave band? The Buggles were never a new wave band. They caused a ripple.
Well, they were. They did cause a ripple.
A ripple?
They caused a bit of a tidal wave, in my opinion.
Video killed the radio star.
No, because talk about a massive, massive opportunity that I'm sure they must have enjoyed. It was Video Kills the Radio Star was the first song to be played on MTV when it began broadcasting in the US. So, they had a sort of number one hit in 1979, and then 2 years later when MTV started, it was the first track that was ever played. And let's not forget, throughout the 90s, everybody was referred to as the MTV generation. Just think how fabulous it is to be in the band that launched the channel.
Yeah, but they didn't have any longevity, did they? They only went for 2 years.
Mm. Yeah, well, I know.
Yeah.
But they probably moved on. Of course, Trevor Horn, he went from being front stage to going backstage because he was a producer, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And he did some good stuff, actually, because I do like Frankie Goes to Hollywood and they didn't go anywhere.
Relax, go to it! Yeah, sorry.
And Pet Shop Boys. Pet Shop Boys, probably one of the most brilliant bands on the earth today.
Let's not forget Seal.
Now I've clapped.
And anyway, this is the reason why we don't mind giving it a shameless plug. The proceeds from the show in September are going to the Royal Hospital for Neurodisability in London. And that's a really good cause as well. So well done to Trevor Hall. I hope you enjoy your 15 minutes on stage, mate. It'll be good for you.
It's this is your next 15 minutes of fame.
I don't know. It's really funny because I have this urge every now and again.
We're going to talk about that in a minute as well.
I'm sure I can get tablets for it, but I still have this urge to sort of go back to doing like Aylesbury Civic. It used to be one of the big, big places where you'd work as a DJ when I was slightly younger than I am today. And I still have this urge to sort of get up there on stage. I remember when we had the Brotherhood of Man in Aqua City. And they were singing their Save All Your Kisses For Me thingy. And it was really funny because I walked in. You have to picture the scene, boys and girls. It's the World Travel Awards, right? And the top artist at the cabaret was Brotherhood of Man. So I get sort of goes in there and I couldn't help myself. I couldn't because when we ran the discos, we did all the dances that went with the particular songs of that time. And we would do the dancing on the stage. And I had to get up there, didn't I? I just had to do it. I could not help myself.
God, I don't believe it.
But I did. I can't help myself.
That's so embarrassing, Eric. How can you actually admit that on air?
The funny thing was, we then went and had a drink with the band afterwards, which is really funny. But I can't, and I've got the burning desire to go and do a gig again now.
What, with Brotherhood of Man?
No, a proper disco sort of digs. You know, that sort of, with the modern music.
That one you did at Aqua City at the launch of the radio station. That was amazing. Even I had a small amount of admiration for you.
Blimey. What have we got to do? Oh, we haven't got much time left. Let's go to Lehman Brothers. Lehman Brothers. No wonder they went bust. Now, apparently.
That was just a laugh of despair.
Well, there's a picture called Madonna by Gary Hume. I'm sure his mum loves him, and I'm sure the rest of his family loves him, but this painting of Madonna by Gary Hume, a three-year-old could do better.
Not really, Eric.
It's a green. If you don't know the picture, boys and girls, imagine a green postcard for me. There's two black blobs, sort of circular-ish. There's a white blob, a bit bigger, and then there's some brown paint running down from top to bottom.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will explain this picture to you.
Yeah.
Do you want me to?
Here comes the snob factor.
This isn't snob factor. I can't claim that this is the world's greatest work of art at all. But I can actually see some sense of identity and beauty in it. The black blobs are actually the head of Madonna and the child.
Right.
The whiteness is the swaddling clothes, and the brown that reaches out is the body moving out, and all the tentacles are the love and the safety that's being offered to this child. The green background is ecologically sound. It gives a feeling of the green hill that where all the Christian religion began. I'm not saying it's a work of art particularly, but somebody put a lot of effort and thought and style and everything else into it.
I could have painted that in like 5 minutes flat.
But you'd never have thought of it.
Well, no, because it's just too embarrassing.
What's a work of art to you, Eric?
A Ford Mustang.
Exactly. I rest all my cases for the rest of my life on that remark.
Like my old one that had pictures of horses all on the side of it.
Exactly. There we have it. Mr. Style.
Airbrushed on it as well with sidekicks, and he's going blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
She does some wonderful art.
Yeah, like a dirty bed. Apparently, the Lehman Brothers art collection, including that thing that Lee was waxing lyrical about, is going under the hammer. It's being sold next month. Works boy, Lee will know these. Lucian Freud, Gary Hume, no idea who the pair of them are. Reckoned to reach about £2 million in London at a Christie's auction. There's going to be a similar sale of art, in inverted commas, from the US headquarters, which is expected to reach something in the order of just over £6 million or $10 million. And there'll be pieces by Damien Hirst. Oh, let me think about him. Oh, he's the one that puts a sheep in a plastic box.
Formaldehyde.
With formaldehyde.
There is one thing I have to say about that, because if you remember, he also put a shark in formaldehyde. And that shark, I can't remember, I think it was worth £21 million. Well, my stuffed shark in a glass case was last valued to £800. Now, I don't understand the difference there, because mine's lovely. His was stupid.
Anyway, a man that puts sheep in a plastic tank with formaldehyde. Gerhard Richter?
Yeah.
Who's he?
He does his scales.
Ah, right. And Felix Gonzalez Torres?
He does a lot of ball.
I know Torres because he plays in the Premier League. Right. Anyway, they're all going under the hammer. The proceeds will be going towards repaying the creditors of the investment bank, which was, let me just remind you, the biggest bankruptcy ever in US corporate history. I'm not surprised looking at the rubbish they put on their walls. And apparently,
at least they managed to pay off their bankruptcy with it.
Well, probably not. Among other objects that will be sold at the London auction will be Lehman Brothers cigar boxes and tea caddies.
Absolutely, very collectible, very collectible. And particularly with the trouble that they had, they've become more and more collectible. They are worth loads and loads of dosh.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. Your favourite is Marmite, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, if that artiste person who used to do the Kansas Campbell's soup, Andy Warhol, who comes from the part of the world you are now stranded in.
Yes.
Right? If he did a Marmite jar, would you think that was a work of art?
No.
Why?
I just think it was a Marmite jar. I can't put my knife in and put stuff on me toast.
Philistine.
Thank you very much. Rush through a couple of quick stories for you. Congratulations to Rod Stewart and Penny Lancaster, because Rod, at the young, tender age of 65, is a father again for the 8th time. Good old, see, Rod had the right song. Do you
Why
think I'm sexy?
Tell him?
Oh, I'm sorry. another quickie for you. A man in Massachusetts has been rushed into hospital when his lung collapsed, allegedly. A pea plant was allegedly growing in his lung. I'm not sure if I believe this.
I don't either. You know what I think it was?
What?
I think it was a cannabis plant. And I thought, he got lights in his head, right? And he got everything, all the warmth inside. He was the best place he could think of hiding him.
and a very quick one here, boys and girls, because we're really out of time. The UK is a filthy nation, according to research from Boost Your Wash, whereby men don't change their underwear. Girls are pretty good with changing their underwear, but often wear their bra 10 times or more before they wash it. And the worst odours were in reverse order. Bradford, Nottingham, Derby, Chester, Newcastle, St Albans, Bedford, Belfast, Wolverton, Coventry, Norwich. In the top 10, Cambridge, London, Cardiff, Leeds, Bristol, Aberdeen, Manchester, Stoke-on-Trent, Birmingham, and Leicester. If you're going to any of those towns this week, wear a nose peg. That's it from Postcard from Pop Rap. We've got to say goodbye. Say goodbye, Lee.
Bye-bye, everybody.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.